Welcome aboard the Johnny Jams Show on AFN Bahrain the Eagle. I'm your host, Johnny Jams, a.k.a. Petty Officer John Nye, serving America's best. It is 8:07 in the morning, and I've got a special guest, actually four special guests with me here in the studio. We've got Rhino. They've taken over. They've barged in, literally, and we're going to have some fun today. I've got some questions for the band, and we're going to kick it off here. Go ahead, introduce yourselves, and let's get things jumping off.
My name's Eric with the band Rhino. I play guitar.
Kurt, lead singer, play a little bit of harmonica.
Adam Lane, I'm drums, vocals.
And I'm Gordy, and I play bass and sing.
Awesome. We got four in the house. And what kind of music are you all going to be bringing tonight in Mario's Courtyard?
Well, we play a pretty big variety of stuff. Top 40s hits and stuff. We like to keep it pretty versatile. We do some country, some 80s, some 90s, a little Bon Jovi, a little modern country, something for everybody.
Okay. And how long have you guys been doing all the music?
Oh gosh, I don't want to date us, but the band's about 19 years old. Actually, we'll hit our 20 year point here next fall. So we've been doing this quite a while. This current lineup, we've had some members come and go over the years, but me and Kurt here, we've been together for a good 17, 18 years. And Adam's kind of our newer guy. He's been with us a year. Gordy's been with us 5 or 6 years. So that's about where we're at.
The name kind of caught me off guard originally, Rhino. So I was trying to get some of the backstory on the whole the Rhino deal. And I think it's, you ready to share?
Yeah, go for it, Eric.
So here's the story. It was a sultry night in Africa. The band was on safari. We'd just gotten back to camp, and we were building our campfire, and our guide was kind of getting our meal ready to go. So fire was good, meal was good, and we were sitting there, and all of a sudden we heard some rustling, and our guide was a little concerned. He's like, yeah, this is rhino country. We're like, all right, well, don't know what that means. So after a little while, we heard some more rustling, and all of a sudden at one point, here comes huge animal flying out of the undergrowth, and it comes right to our campfire, and we all kind of, of course, kind of scattered, and it started stomping out the fire, and it kind of looked at us a little bit, ran in the camp, stomped out the fire, took off back into the undergrowth. And we're like, well, what was that? They're like, well, that's what they do, you know, so you got to kind of be careful with your fires, is they'll come and they'll put out fires if they see them, is what they do. So, you know, we were out there, and we thought, well, that's the perfect name for our band then. The name of the band is Rhino.
Stomping out fires.
That's what we do.
Yep. Hey, you heard it here on AFN The Eagle. Rhino's in the house. They're here on base, getting ready for this evening. The event's going to be kicking off at 5:30 in Mario's Courtyard. All types of variety of music, and you might even get a rhino stomping out some fires. You never know. Stay dialed in. We've got some more music and some more questions and answers here with Rhino. Welcome back to the Johnny Jams Show. We are hanging out in the studio with Rhino and talking about not only those rhinos coming in stamping down the fire, but also some great music that's going to be happening this evening in Mario's Courtyard. And I was wondering, hey, you've been touring for a while now. What types of experiences have you had so far just in this last year?
Sure. Well, let me give you a little backstory. So we are a Minnesota-based band out of the good old U.S. Kind of what we do, you know, throughout the year, fairs, festivals, several types of functions in the Midwest area, everything from corporate events to big fairs and casinos and that. So we've done a little bit of everything, marathons, bike rallies. And as far as touring, we're about 4 days into this tour, and it's our first overseas tour, so we're very proud and happy to be here, very excited. As far as any types of stories, maybe I'll let Adam add on to that. You know, he's the newest guy in the band. So, you know, in his year ride here, maybe he can tell you a good story. It's maybe a little more fresh to you.
Okay, so we played this event. It was a Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Wisconsin, right? And massive event, probably, I don't know, 5,000 to 7,000 people. And we get like, I don't know, 5 or 6 songs in. And I'm sitting back on the drum riser, and it's a little rickety. So it's kind of, it's bouncing back and forth as, you know, as I'm playing. And there was one point where one of my cymbals had fallen over and landed off of the drum riser. Next thing you know, we go to start the next song, and Gordy over here doesn't have a bass. So he's freaking out, we're playing in front of all these people. He's like, I don't have a bass. Yeah, what do you want me to do? And so he follows the cables and eventually finds out that that cymbal had fallen over and one in a million shot had landed right on the XLR that runs his bass to the mains. So, you know, kind of good because it's a very expensive cymbal and that cable is not very expensive. So if it would have landed anywhere else, it probably would have busted that $300 cymbal. But we had a little bit of a poop your pants moment there for a second.
A little collateral damage.
Yeah, we were able to fix it, get back playing in about, you know, 2 minutes. So it wasn't a big deal, but.
Yeah, I just made sure that my amp modeler was working and that my wireless batteries didn't run out. And it just seemed really coincidental that all of a sudden at the end of a song something were to drop out, and neither one of those things had happened. So I'm like, all right, next thing to do, follow the line to the mixer. So
it's kind of the summation is that live performances, you have to expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. So not only from a technical aspect, but even from a live performance aspect, you know, kind of we feed off the crowd, weird things will happen, energy will take you in a different direction. So it's kind of most of the fun part of what we got is just we got to be on our toes.
Definitely. Always going with the flow, adapting, yep. And just being ready for the changes and going with it.
Sure. That's why they sent us here.
Yep. Yeah. Sometimes that's what makes the show is, and, you know, you get everyone involved. I love it. So there's always some interesting things, you know, that happen when you're doing live performances. Again, being able to recover from it and make it the best is great.
Not all of it is about biting heads off of bats and stuff like that. You know? Some of it's just simply technical problems and that, you know. Or
Right on. So you've been here and there, Midwest, Minnesota, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is your first time out of the country.
Correct.
Yep. With the band. Okay. Well, welcome to Bahrain.
Thank you.
You came at a great time. It's winter.
Beautiful here.
Gorgeous. Perfect weather.
We left -5 and a blizzard behind.
Whew.
So yeah. Our loved ones are back there digging out in a huge blizzard right
okay,
now.
Yeah.
We're walking around in shorts and a t-shirt going, this isn't bad.
Yeah.
Feel bad, but not terrible.
In 6 months, of course, you would not want to be here. It's 100 plus degrees and you're sweating just walking to and fro.
That's
but
what we've heard.
it's still good. So hey, Bahrain, we've got some more coming up in a little bit. We're going to get into the details of tonight's performance, and of course you won't want to miss that. It kicks off at 5:30 in Mario's Courtyard. Here's some more music on AFN the Eagle. Welcome back, Bahrain. It is 8:23, and we're still jamming out. We are talking all things music here with Rhino, and wanted to know, hey, what can people expect from tonight's performance in Mario's Courtyard?
Do a little bit of everything. So we've got some 80s music, current, some 90s stuff we throw in there. A big part of our show is we do a drumline style routine where we each take turns playing the drums, and yeah, it's kind of a little thing we're known for.
I'm gonna run with the unexpected again. So kind of what I say to people when they ask, well, what do you guys play? I'm like, we do literally everything, some variety. Lynyrd Skynyrd to Dua Lipa, everything in between. If you don't like what we're doing now, wait 5 minutes, we'll do something different. But kind of the expect the unexpected with the drum routine that we do, there's some flares in there, all four of us playing. We had a really funny incident this summer at a casino that we were playing that had some video monitors behind us, and I do tricks with the sticks off the drums, and I had hit the drum head and one of them shot behind me, shot straight back and blew out one of the video monitors. So, probably not going to happen today, but you never know.
It was like a stunt, right?
Yeah, well, make it look like it was on purpose, but it wasn't.
Okay, drumsticks flying.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, and we keep it comedic as well. You know, there's some highlights to look forward to in that drum routine. And, you know, back to the music as well, we do a lot of medleys and mashups that really set this group apart from other bands and keep people on their toes. You're not going to hear every single song just be, you know, a cookie cutter radio single. So keep your ears peeled for those.
And our vocals, I think, we really take pride in our vocal harmonies, and just we each have our own special, you know, flair and everything like that. So just added a couple new tunes for this tour specifically, and we're really looking forward to playing them.
Excellent. So what is, can you describe some of the experiences as you're up there on stage throwing drumsticks at monitors and making some wild sounds? Explain a little bit the feeling and the experience that you have while you're performing. What keeps you going? What motivates you while you're up there on stage?
It's energy. I mean, everything I think with music, you know, music is something that resonates with everybody in a different manner. And I think for us, when we're performing, it's the energy that we get off of a crowd and being able to interact, whether we're throwing things out and expecting kind of a call and response or just smiling. And I think that's my goal when we're up there each night, is just to make it look like you're having the greatest time in the world and put every ounce of energy you have into it. Joe Cocker might be a little bit of a stretch on some of your listeners, but if you can look it up, Joe Cocker and how he performed. It looked like he was given his last ounce of life every time he performs, and I'm proud that I think all of us do that when we're on stage.
And I mean, I've done a lot of performing in my day, and I've got to say that Kurt over here is by and far probably one of the best front men that I've ever seen, especially roping everybody in, gathering attention, you know, getting you to put your hands up and sing along and really join us in the fun and create a visceral experience for everyone. It's very fun.
Excellent. So speaking of fun, what places have you been to here already since you've been in Bahrain? Or, hey, do you have something on your bucket list while you're here?
Oh gosh, yeah. Well, our next stop is we're up to Kuwait. We're going to do a few shows up there. No, just excited to kind of, there was talk of some jet skiing on the Gulf, so we're going to see if we can't get that done. We've got a day off coming up in Kuwait, if we're going to be able to pull that off or not. I know it's your cool season down here, you know, but it's warm to us still coming from Minnesota.
I think I want to see Gordy get put in the dog suit. And get him bit hard, taken down.
Come on.
Yep. I think that's today,
yep,
isn't it?
Yep, it's coming up.
I agree. Gordy would be the likely candidate to go in the dog suit.
Yeah, I'll do the dog suit. What the heck?
All right, we're going to stick the canine units on you.
Yes.
That's what
we'll
getting.
We'll put you in a cat suit. How's that?
Hey, watch out. There are plenty of cats around on base.
Funny story. One hopped up in my lap the other night and just laid down. So we called him Harold, and he came back last night again. So now I've made a friend.
Tom Cat. Okay. So, Yeah, they're friendly.
Yep.
We do ask that you don't feed the cats, though.
Yeah, we got that.
We do ask that you don't feed Gordy, too. So.
Did you get that? Did you get that, Byron? Don't feed Gordy. Don't feed the cats. All right. And so before we head back and get into some more music here, we're going to think about tonight's performance at Mario's Courtyard. Again, it's at 5:30. There are going to be some drums, all kinds of eclectic music choices. So stay dialed in, keep jamming out, and here's some more music for you. It is 8:36, and you are jamming with Johnny. We are just having a good time here in the studio, talking it up, and looking into, hey, radio. I mean, not everyone gets the opportunity to get on radio. We're always looking for new people, new interviews to come on to AFN Bahrain. But speaking of first radio experiences, Kurt has got a story to share with everyone he wanted you all to hear. So take an ear and listen to this first-time radio
story.
Yeah,
John. So, I mean, not only did I tell you, I do have some radio background. I did about 3 years of DJing in Iowa, of all places. But early in my career in the band, we did a radio-sponsored event in northern Minnesota. It was like a snowmobile rally. It was called the Snow Job. And so we're up there. It's a rock radio station. We're playing the show, and there's some adult beverages going around, and they kept going around, and kind of was a challenge to like keep bringing them up to the band. And I maybe partook in just a few too many of them. By the end of the show, I was not really in my full, you know, capacity. And we had a radio interview scheduled for the next morning with the radio station to get on the morning show. And it's like the Twin Cities' biggest morning show. Yeah. Eric and one of our other members at the time literally had to drag me through the snow back to the villa I was staying in. And I wasn't able to make it to the radio interview. I was supposed to be the one on the radio.
Yeah, it was an early call for sure, probably about 8 o'clock in the morning. And to be fair, you radio guys can party. So they're definitely the ones that instigated Kurt and kept him going. It wasn't just on us that Kurt couldn't quite make the radio interview. It was definitely on them as well.
So I think one of the highlights of the interview, so I heard because I wasn't there, was literally that we did not know that your singer could speak Japanese. So if that's what they want to call it. So there. We made it to this interview just fine this morning. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, much better than the first go round.
Got it. Well, you got to get a few of those under your belt. You know, there's experiences. It's glad to have you all here, just sharing some stories and really looking forward to the music that's going to be shared tonight, some of the drumming. Please don't break any monitors. But also, we've got some other great activities that are always planned here in Bahrain. So stay jamming out with us, and we've got some more music here before we say farewell and the rhinos shove off for the morning. It is 8:42 and you are jamming with Johnny on AFN The Eagle. We are back in the studio with Rhino, and hey, we've got our last final thoughts. If you could have your fans remember anything about you and your performance, what would it be?
We know that it's the holidays, and we are very happy to be here. So, I mean, when we got the call, when we were told, hey, you know, you guys are, we'd like to put you on this tour, and it's going to be over Christmas and New Year's, and, I mean, I think all of us were just like, we, at least in my mind, I thought, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, first of all, and we're here to support you guys, because you're our protectors, you're our guardians, and you guys are taking care of us. And so I didn't even give it a second thought. I told my boss, and he's like, go ahead, take whatever time you need, you know. And my family's super supportive, and, you know, my kids and everything, they said, do it, Dad, you know, we support you, we love you. And so I just want, and I think it speaks for all of us, that we are very proud to be here, and we're very thankful for the opportunity, and we just want to entertain you guys, because that's what we do.
Yeah, it's always good to have family behind you, and you can fulfill your passion while mm-hmm. just encouraging, building morale here mm-hmm. on base. We're appreciative of you, so yeah, keep it going.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, you know. Huge shout out to Time Agency and Chad for helping us get over here. Huge shout out to our families for supporting us while we're out here. And of course, the military for being such great hosts and taking really exceptional care of us.
Nothing
while
but
we've
kindness.
Been here. It's been a really wonderful experience thus far.
I don't
thus
think
far.
I've ever
we
been called sir so much in my life.
We didn't know what we were in for. We've heard some horror stories about some of these tours, so you never know what you're getting into. And one last thing as well, we rustled up John to come out to the show tonight. So if you're interested in putting a face to the name, you know, that's always fun for these radio guys. So come out, check us out, check him out, come say hi, you know, come hang with us, come party with us. We're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just pass it on to Eric, kind of same thing. Just shout out to my family and my children and that back home, and to all of the troops here in the area. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you guys.
Yep. Shout out to my better half, Lisa, back home, and our two cats, and happy to be here. And
cats.
Yeah, just a takeaway from our music. You know, I feel music is very transcending. And when I see people moved by what we do out there, that gives me life and energy and keeps me doing this year after year.
Right on. Well, thank you all for coming in. And again, looking forward to this evening, Mario's Courtyard, 5:30. Be there and jam out. It's going to be a great experience and entertainment as
hey,
well.
Did you want us to answer the regifting question of the day?
Oh, yeah. So our question of the day.
I couldn't let that go.
That's why we're here, isn't it? Question of the day. How could I forget?
Everybody's on pins and needles, right?
Right. So we're talking all about regifting. And some people might not know what that is. But generally, it's like when you might have a gift that someone gives you and it's kind of, you know, do I really want this? No. So you repackage it. And there are some rules that you should follow. But we've got a story. So Kurt's got a story for us he wants to share.
So if you know kind of family traditions, we have like the dice game where you wrap up maybe like 10 random gifts. And they're just small gifts, kind of gag gifts. So we do it every year. You roll dice, pick a present, unwrap it, keep it. So it's kind of funny because we do it every year. And so the one gift that I have gotten now two or three times, because I'll have my better half wrap the gifts, so I don't know what they are, it's a deer butt bottle opener. So it's the butt of a deer that you put the bottle in and you open it. And I've gotten it two or three years in a row because I don't know that it's rap. So I try to get rid of it, but it keeps coming home.
Right. It keeps coming back. Yep, like karma, yep, recycling.
Exactly.
Right. Got a gay gift right like on. That too, kind of like the pesky pants story. My sister-in-law has one of those, what are they called? The charm bracelets, except it's a necklace and it's about like that. It goes, you know, it's about 3 feet long, about 40 charms on it. And I've gotten it about three times over the last 20 years.
Right on. Well, we want to hear from you to Bahrain. So go ahead over to our Facebook page. Answer our question of the day. What is the most recent item that you have regifted? Maybe you've got a story to share. We'll give you a shout out over the air. And we're just going to keep things going. Rhino is off. I believe they're going to be chased down by some dogs next with a canine unit. And hopefully everyone comes back in one piece for this evening at 5:30 in Mario's Courtyard. Here's some more music.